If you have your Bible, I want to turn to chapter number 12 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 12. The Bible says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, or whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." We've been looking on Wednesday nights for a few weeks on the Holy Spirit and how He works in our hearts and manifests Himself to us in so many different ways, and the worker that He is. Amen. A few weeks ago, and then last week we looked at the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit, how He gets in us and He works in us. I'd like to preach, not just a little while, look at this just a little bit deeper on the infilling ministry of the Holy Spirit. The infilling. Now we got the indwelling, amen, but we need to work on the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So let's just look at that tonight for just a little while, if God will be our help. Amen. And just realize what takes place. Now the Holy Spirit, He comes unto sinners. Amen. To where we're at. He comes into saints, and He comes upon servants. Okay? And so to give us that help and encouragement that we need when we need it. Amen. When you go out there, take no thought of what you'll say, because the Spirit will, He'll give you that Spirit, praise God, give you those words when you need it. Amen. That's what God does. That's what God does through His Spirit that ministers to our heart. So we see this, and what we all are to be looking for is a Spirit-filled life. Amen. To be filled with the Spirit. Okay, so that's where we need to be. That's where we get our help. That's where we begin to grow, and that's where we begin to be productive for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Through the Spirit of God that's in us and active, amen, doing what that He does best. Now, there's nowhere in the Scriptures that it says that we're supposed to seek to be baptized of the Spirit or baptized in the Spirit. It's not there. I know a lot of people say it, and we've heard it all our lives in the churches, but it's really not it's spiritual, but it's not scriptural. Amen. If we look at the context here, praise God, it tells us and it teaches us here that there's one body, there's many members, and all the members of that one body, and I mean, it's pretty explicit here, that the Holy Spirit keeps letting us know that there's just one body. There's not a whole lot of bodies of Christians all over the world, praise God. If you truly, He's speaking to those that are truly born again. Amen. It's been born of the Spirit. He said, being many are one body, so also is Christ. He said, Christ, what Christ is, He's one body of believers. Amen. He's one person and one body that's a part of being Christ and Christianity. He said, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. And have all been made to drink into one Spirit. So we see this thing, praise God, the moment that we're born again, the Bible teaches us that we're baptized into the Holy Ghost, praise God, into Christ. Praise Lord. We become partakers with Christ in salvation, praise God. He makes it possible for us. Amen. Praise God. It's not something that we have to seek for and try to hunt and find. Praise God. It's automatically a part of salvation. Okay? It's a part of who we are, praise God, in Christ Jesus. That's being born again believers. We become partakers in His family. Somebody ought to just say amen right there. I'm glad we become, praise God, the filling, praise God, ministry of the God, praise God, when we're baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ at salvation, at regeneration, praise God. We've been made new, amen? And that's what we ought to be. If we're truly born again, we ought to be made new in Christ Jesus with new lives and new attitudes and new direction that we're going, because we have to absolutely change directions when you get saved. Before we're saved, before you saved, before I saved, we're going in the direction that the world and the prince and power of this world, which is devil and Satan, was leading us. We didn't know no better. That's just what we did. But then the Spirit of God moves upon our hearts and He shows us the need to be saved. Realize that we've come short of the glory of God, that we broke the laws of God, that we broke the heart of God. Amen? In order to break our heart, that we broke the heart of God. And we confess our sins and we become partakers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we become part of a regenerated abiding, if you will, to go in a direction God would take us. Amen. And but then we see a commandment. The Bible says that we receive a commandment in Ephesians chapter number 5. Very familiar passage of Scripture. He says in verse 16, he says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Boy, if that ain't ever been more so today than it ever has been. We're living in a wicked time. When we're living, when you got a half of the world that's standing up and saying it's all right to kill women and little babies and chop their heads off, and that's okay. And we ought to protect the people that do it. Something's messed up. Amen? But he said, redeeming time because the days are evil. He said, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So he said, we need to redeem the time and understand what the will of God is, or the will of the Lord is. Then he says in verse 18, now watch what he says. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen? That is not a suggestion, that is a commandment. Amen? He says that we're to be filled with the Spirit. Amen? And the Spirit of God, when you're saved, it is given to every born-again believer. Every child of God has the Spirit of God. Amen. The big difference between the baptism of the Spirit and the filling of the Spirit, there's a big difference. Amen. Praise God. If you look at the literal meaning of it, the meaning of the words, baptism means that someone is put into something. Amen. That's what happens in baptism. Praise God. It literally means to be submerged in. So when we get saved and born again, Brother Bill, God takes us as the children of God. He puts us in to that one and that oneness, that family of God. Now I won't make this just as simple as I can that because I'll just be honest, Brother June. There's a long time I struggled with some of this. Because people all the time saying, well, you know, if you're truly baptized and you're truly baptized with the Holy Spirit, then you ought to be able to speak with tongues and do all kind of crazy, you know, all kinds of things and all kind of activities. Praise God, it's way beyond the Bible. Not the Bible, but the body. And I struggled with that. Because I ain't ever been able to speak with tongues. Now, some of you may not agree with that, because sometimes it seems like I do, but I have never been able to do that. And I will say, now, that's not a commandment of God. Amen. When he's talking about being filled, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the baptism is when someone is put into something or submerged in something, as we were when we got saved. When you get saved, God takes you from the world, amen, and he puts you into the body of Christ. He said we all become one body. Praise God, one people, one body. Amen. Ain't that what you said in Corinthians chapter 12? We become part, and we come that way through one Spirit. He's like all kinds of different spirits out there. Well, there is, but most of them, they're all evil except one. The Spirit of a living God, praise God, is that good Spirit, that Spirit of God Himself, praise God, that moves into us and dwells in us that we talked about last Wednesday night. That begins to help our hearts, praise God, and begin to direct us in the right path. He moves in, takes up his bowl, cleans off the table if we'll let him, and sets us from some manna from on high. So we can be partakers with him and with the Father and with the Son. So we see the baptizing is someone taken and put into something. Amen. Submerged in. Now being filled, praise God, it says it's when something is being filled, praise God, or being filled or put into someone. Some person. Amen. You see the difference? Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is taking, we're taking the Holy Spirit and we're putting the Spirit of God into something. You say, preacher, how do we do that? Being filled. That literally means to be being filled. He said, so we're taking something and putting it into someone. So we're taking we get that from the Word of God. We're taking the Word of God and we're putting it into where the dwelling Spirit is, so that the dwelling Spirit can use it to help us to do better. Amen. Am I making sense? Amen. Is everybody still with me? I ain't lost you, have I? Because this was confusing me for a long time. I'm trying to, and I may be trying to oversimplify it and making it more complicated than what it is. But it's the indwelling Spirit, praise God, that we have because we've been saved, regenerated, born again, and in the Spirit, praise God, the filling of the Spirit is when that is being poured into us, praise God, into someone. So we're taking the Word of God, he said, the Spirit of God is pouring it into there, and then he can take that and begin to utilize that in our lives. So how important is it that we take the Word of God and we begin to read it and study it and listen to it? How we need to get good godly songs and listen to good godly music, and we need to put good godly things into our hearts and our minds. Amen? That's being filled, praise God, with the Spirit of God. That's how we begin to grow in the Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. So that the Spirit-filled person will have the power of God in his or her life. Have the Spirit of God in his or her life. Amen. It just won't be some substance, some something that's out there in the world, praise God, and you're hunting and searching all the time trying to find it. Hello? That's what I'm trying to get to. It's not something that we'll be searching for. It's something that we have, and we just keep feeding it. What he's telling us here, he said, we just keep feeding, praise God, on the things of God and being filled, to be being filled every day, getting those things from the portals of glory that God has for his little old youngins. Amen. It's just like me and you, are, praise God, just like our little old grandbabies. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, whatever they are, praise God, they've got to be nurtured, praise the Lord. They've got to be given the good things. Now, if grandparents, I know you want to give them cookies and cake and ice cream all the time. Amen. Because it makes them happy. But sometimes you have to pull back, Brother Bill, and say, listen, you got to eat your beans and taters and then you'll get a snack. Amen. God Almighty, through the Spirit of God, he's feeding us those good things from the portals of glory, growing us, nurturing us, praise God, and the nurturing admonition of the Lord, praise God, so we grow up unto him. Amen. Praise God. So that filling of the Spirit, praise God, is where that comes in. So our lives, praise God, we're filled filled with the Spirit, praise God, for the power and glory of God. We should have that in our lives. Amen. So what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? The meaning of a Spirit filled. It's when a Christian's yielded completely. It's when we completely yield our lives to the Spirit of God. Amen. When the Spirit of God has the preeminence in our lives, yours and mine. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where we have to get serious. This is where we really come into this thing, praise God, and we really have to begin to dig and to look and to search and to find, praise God, where we can be, where we can help ourselves in the Lord. Now, the Lord don't like complacency. He wants us, praise God, to be partakers with him. Amen? Because after all, we just read Corinthians that we are one body in Christ. Amen. He goes on in there and talks about the hand and the arm and the fingers and all the different parts, but all the parts are being used for one body. Amen. So the Spirit of God, what he's saying here, that Spirit of God, praise God, when we yield ourselves to the Spirit, amen, we realize what God's saying and we say, you know what, this is what God says, so we're just going to go with God. Amen. We're going to trust God and we're going to ask God help us every day, praise God, just a little, to live a little bit closer to the plumb line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look over at Romans. Let me just give you an example of this. Look over at Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter number 8, verse... Well, let me just go to verse number 1. Let's just look at some of this tonight real quickly. I just got a few couple verses here, but let me just go through this whole thing real quickly. With the help of the Lord, real slowly, however God wants to do it. It's up to Him. Verse number 1, chapter number 8 of Romans. Now, Paul had just got done talking in chapter number 7. Let me just back on up a little bit further. We'd be here all night. Paul had just got done talking about how that he would not, that he does. He said, I am in a mess. He said, I know that in me, in verse number 18, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Amen. Is that not where we end up a lot of times? We want to do good, but they just, in this old flesh, praise God, it's just hard to find that starting point. Amen? Are you with me? Sometimes it's just hard to find that starting point to do those things that's good in the eyes of God. He goes in 19, says, for the good that I would, the would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Amen? We could all raise our hand right there. He said, now do that I would not, it is no more evil that I do it. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. So there's the culprit. Amen. That's why we do what we do that's not pleasing to God. He said, I find in me a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Hello? Everywhere you go. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity and the law of sin, which is in my members. And then he says, oh, wretched man that I am. Boy, we realize that, boy. We're headed in the right direction. Just an old wretched sinner. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But now watch this. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen? He said, praise God. I'm glad that the Lord, praise God, is the only one that can deliver me from the body of this death. And he goes into chapter 8, verse number 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh. Now watch this. But after the Spirit. Amen? See what we've been talking about? He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That made me free. It's making me free. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. Amen. We couldn't. The law was a schoolmaster just to teach us, praise God, that we could not do it. We could not attain to it. Amen. He said, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but now watch this, but after the Spirit. Amen? That's why we need the Spirit of God, amen, to minister in our hearts, in our lives, to give us the help that we need. He said, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and, watch this, peace. Amen. Boy, ain't peace a good thing? Peace and love and harmony. Praise God. Charity among men. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal mind. What is a carnal mind? It's a fleshly mind. Amen. A worldly mind. Praise God. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now that's just about straight up as you can get. Amen. If we're going to live in the flesh, bro, you ain't going to please God. By Paul said, got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Amen. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that Spirit of God dwell in you. There's that dwelling. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit, now watch it, is life because of righteousness. Amen? That's where he brings us to. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from dead dwell in you, and he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. That means to make alive. As a revival comes about. He said, by his Spirit which dwelleth in you. He said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, but to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit, now watch this, do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. But now watch this, verse 14. This is the verse. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? That's why it's important that we be, that the Spirit of God indwell us and that we be, and that He fill us. Amen. Because if He dwells us and He fills us, praise God, then we can be led, we'll be led of the Spirit of God. Praise God. He said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are, now watch this, the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we might be also glorified together. Amen? So the Spirit of God is important in our lives, praise God, because it helps us to mortify the deeds of the flesh and to live for Christ, even through persecution. And you say, well, Pastor, we don't have no persecution here. We're not persecuted in America. It's coming. Amen? It's coming. You better get ready, praise God, because it's coming. We better get as close to God as we can get. Because these people that would like to shut us down, these people like to destroy us, these people that like to kill you as much as they would the Israelis. Amen. According to them, North America, praise God, we are the great Satan. Hello? Amen. We are. So we need to be filled with the Spirit. That means to be completely controlled by the indwelling Spirit of God, the filled with the Spirit. That's what it means. Amen? Praise God. In order to be filled with the Spirit, there's got to be a continuous infilling. Amen? It's got to be a continuous infilling or an inflow into our minds and our hearts. Amen? It's got to be a continuous. We got to be continually taking in. He said, that's why he said, not to be drunk with wine, where's next? But be filled with the Spirit. They've got to be continually filling us up. We got to be continuously taking it in. Amen? Praise God. That's what makes it work. We're continuously taking it in, praise God. And when we're continually taking it in, praise God, what it does, it overflows us. Amen? So it's a continuous inflow, and there's a continuous overflow, if you will. So what you're in, we're filling the vessel up continuously all the time and we keep it full. And so it's overflowing, it's pushing that old junk out. Amen? Praise God. And the good stuff's taking root, and the good stuff's growing, and the good stuff becomes that we use that makes us productive. Praise the Lord. Through the Holy Spirit, through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when we have that inflow and overflow, praise God, then we'll have, you might say, an outflow. It'll run over, praise God. When it runs over on us, on others, praise God. And other people begin to be partakers of what the Holy Spirit is doing through us. The good God of heaven has done give us. Jesus done prayed it down on us. He done come to dwell in us, and He's ministered to us, and He's filling us. And now we're running over, praise God. And we get to Cain Heppitz, and we like it. And other people, praise God, beginning to get blessed from it, and they're beginning to get filled from it, and they begin to get full from it, and they begin to run over too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now you say, Pastor, what takes place then? Then we see the Spirit of God and we have a stirring of revival one more time. Amen? Praise the Lord. I wonder now, church, how long has it been since you run over? I mean, since you got so full, praise God, that you begin to run over, to overflow with the Spirit of God. Amen? Probably a while. Glory to God, be ordained to be. Amen. If we're contending, he said, to be being filled, if you're constantly, you know, seeking the Spirit to just keep filling us up and keep wanting to go till we get full, till we're overflowing. Praise God. It ought to be a continuous thing. Amen. That's the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of God in a person, a believer. That's the way it's supposed to work. The devil's a liar. He said, well, it's okay if you want to go down there to church on Sunday morning, just get blessed, go ahead. He don't really want you to because he'll beat you down, give you a headache, and give you 14 different directions you can go Sunday morning so you don't come to church. Amen. Sunday night, same thing. And Wednesday night, you say, oh, you worked hard. Now you are wore out. Amen. You are slab wore out. You didn't get sleep but an hour and a half today. You know you need to be in bed. Ain't that what he does? Amen. He don't want you to get where you get help. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we'll listen. We used to have a boy we worked with, good bless his heart. He'd come in at 10 o'clock at night when the shifts changed, and he worked the night shift, and them old boys, they'd get to messing with him. They said, man, you don't look good. Another one would come along and say, you feel all right? You look kind of pale. And they said, so a lot of times by midnight, he'd be gone home sick. Amen. Come in running well. Amen. But that's the way the devil does. He'll hit you, praise God, from this side, and he'll hit you from that side, and he say, oh, you don't need God. You don't feel good, praise God. You've got so much to do, and you got a busy day tomorrow, and what about that person that wants you to do this, and that person won't do that? Praise God, they're part of the devil, and they want to keep you out too. Amen. I tell you, be careful. Have you ever noticed it seems funny that on Sunday afternoon, it's when all your family wants to come visit you. Especially those that are lost without God. Amen. That's when they want to show up. That's when they want to sit down and talk a while. Amen. I tell you what you ought to do, praise God. Sit down and talk a while, praise God, when it gets time to go, and when it gets to church 30, you ought to say, well, come on, let's go. I say, well, where are you going? We're going to go down to church house. Amen. We're going to go to church. You're going to go with church house, or you're going to go home. Amen. Amen. Because I'm going to go down there, praise God, where I can get in the good things of God. I can get that sweet spirit, praise God, and be excited about getting there. Be excited, looking forward to it when you get there, expecting it to show up. Amen. You're a preacher. I don't know if it's going to show up or not. I don't guess it will with an attitude like that. Amen. Now, you know that old bless me if you can, Lord. Amen. He can, but you don't really want it. Amen. He don't bless those. Praise God. He'll just bless you as much as you want to be blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I come every time just looking for a blessing. I look around, praise God. I see these little youngins. I see people. I see folks, praise God, that probably could be at other places. They pray people come to church. Praise God. Probably got a good excuse to be at home. Amen. But they put forth the effort and they show up. Right, praise God. I just come say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Amen. Just bringing us together, getting the family together one more time, this side of eternity. Who does that? The Spirit of God does that. And He begins to bless us and He helps us. Praise His holy name. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, He'll use a person, praise God, in God's service. That's when He does it. When we get full, get the overflowing, praise God, God will use that person for the service of God. Amen. But they'll use it for the service of God. What for? To bring God glory. Begin to just lift up our hands and lift up our lives, praise God, and say, God be the glory for what He's already done. Amen. And then He starts preparing us, praise God, for things He wants to do in the days ahead. He gears us up, amen, to just get in. Amen. The infilling of the Spirit of God. We need to keep getting filled up. Hey, you get your old car, praise God. I don't care if it's electric or gas. If you don't charge it up or fill it up every now and then, you're going to run out and be left on the side of the road somewhere. Amen. We need to get charged up. We need to get gassed up, praise God, so we can go a little further for the Lord. Amen. Praise His name. So we'll be ready. That's why he would say in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, we'd be ready to do this. He said we'd be ready to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Remember we read in the beginning, he said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. Verse number 16. He said, if we get the indwelling of the Spirit of God, start pouring it in. Praise God, we'll get to running over. Praise God, something will start running out, and we'll get to give God glory, be used for His service, and we can magnify and praise God and give Him the glory He deserves. Good God, have we somebody going somewhere? Amen. One day in a little while, Brother Bill, we're going to get out of here. Amen. We're going to leave this old world behind. Praise God. Wouldn't it be nice if we could take as many as we can with us, shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. Kicking and screaming against the devil. Amen. Shrouded up, praise God, in that the whole armor of God that helps us to stand against the wiles of the devil. If for no other reason that we need the indwelling and the filling of the Spirit of God, is so that we can stand against the devil, the old wicked one, the old deceiver, the old accuser of the brethren. Amen. Filled with the Spirit of God. He said, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen.